Dr. Doreen Whiting was supposed to be with us last night, but unfortunately the twins kind of messed up our schedule this evening. But Dr. Doreen Whiting from the Valley Veterinary Hospital joins us right now on KFGO, and welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, thank you for coming back. We're going to talk a little bit here, but we're going to open the phone lines as well. If you have a question about your pet, give us a call at 237-5948. That's 237-5948. Or you can also call us at 1-800-880-5346. And we're going to be here till 6:40. That's when the Minnesota Twins start up their game, hopefully start up their game tonight with the Los Angeles Dodgers. First of all, Valley Veterinary Hospital, you guys are right over here on Main Avenue. And you're going to talk about a few things tonight. I thought this one was pretty good. Some etiquette points for dog owners. Because they're coming out in full stream now when we get the nicer weather.
Right. So everybody is getting out there. The weather's getting nicer. And so we've got to kind of work back into getting our dogs used to going out and seeing other dogs around and just thinking about little things that we can do to make ourselves as dog owners more accepted in the community. And you guys probably already know what I'm getting at is number one, just picking up after your dogs when you go out there. Nobody else likes picking up after my dogs, so I always carry bags with me to clean up after their waste and try
and
not
forget,
to...
And don't forget, folks, she has three.
Right.
Three dogs.
Right, and they all like to go for walks, so... And one of them is a little nervous pooper, so... so we have to sometimes take extra bags with us. But, you know, there are public health concerns with dog waste, you know, people stepping in dog waste, people... coming into contact with that, not only for people, but also for other pets. So you don't know if somebody else has taken good care of their dog and gotten them dewormed regularly or what. So cleaning up after, if everybody just cleans up after themselves, we'd all be getting along much better. So just think about that when you go out. Take your bags with you.
I learned how to do this a while back. Because, you know, I know a lot of people thought, oh, this is gross. I don't want to do that.
Right.
Why, you know, I would usually do it with a shovel. But you have a plastic bag. You just put it on kind of like a rubber glove. Then you just pick it up. Then you turn it inside out again. It's no big deal.
Honestly, yeah. And honestly, most people I see nowadays, they carry bags with them. There's bags that you can get that attach right to your leash, a little bag dispenser. And the topic just came up when us vets in the office were chit-chatting the other day and exclaiming how many times you see dogs running in your neighborhood with off-leash and the owner's behind them and they just don't care who goes where. So, you know, just a reminder now that we're getting out there. Clean up.
Yep, that's right. And so, matter of fact, now that you mentioned, there was one in my neighborhood once that used to do that and our lawn. Yeah, I was pretty frustrated.
Yeah, you don't like mowing over that stuff.
No. So the dogs have to be kept on leash as well, right?
Right. There are leash laws in the city. And so make sure you keep your dog on a leash unless it's in a confined designated area. And the other thing that I always think of with this, too, is sometimes we don't always realize what's going to happen. And people going out to their garages with the garage door open and the dog's getting ready to get the dog in the car or just doing something really quick in the garage and the dog happens to go out with you and there's another dog on a leash taking a walk. And usually what happens is your dog is being protective of the property and goes out and gets the other dog. And so we see a lot of dog bite injuries that way. The little dog walking by and the big dog coming out of the garage and going after the little dog. So just be aware of that. Stuff happens so fast. And if we all just keep our dogs leashed, I myself have that issue where my dogs aren't even allowed in the front area of the house or of the property because there's no fence there. And so even when I go out in the garage, they're either on a leash or I'm carrying them.
Let me ask you this question because this happened a couple of times to me too. When you're walking your dog, I don't have a dog now, but when you're walking your dog, sometimes you got another person walking a dog toward you.
Right.
And of course, they both kind of want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder, you know, should I let this happen? Shouldn't I have it?
Yeah, that's a good question because that's something to think about too, is you always want to ask the other dog's owner if it's okay if your dog comes into contact with them because not all dogs are social dogs. Some of them just don't have that personality. They don't want other dogs sniffing them or, you know, coming into contact with them. So there can be dog bite injuries that way too, not only to the other pet, but also to people who try to intervene. So it's very important that, number one, you keep your dog on a leash. Number two, always ask that owner if it's okay if your dog approaches. I myself have been in circumstances where I'm walking my dog on a leash and somebody else may not have their dog on a leash because their dog is friendly. And I always have to remind people, the dog on the leash might not be friendly. So even if your dog, it loves other dogs, going up to somebody that they don't know can be dangerous.
Let's talk about some of the signs. This is Dr. Doreen Winning, by the way, from the Valley Veterinary Hospital. If you want to call in and ask questions, 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. But I've had dogs a lot in my life, and there's some definite body language things that your dogs try to give to you, right?
Right. And so each dog can have subtle variances in their own body language. But in general, you kind of need to have an idea of a fearful dog versus a happy dog. And most people do, but it's not always really clear. But in general, if a dog has their ears back and their tail tucked in, and what I call the whale eye, where you can see the whites of their eyes, especially underneath, they're kind of looking, have their head lowered and are looking up at you. That's what I call the whale eye. And those are signs that a dog is not comfortable with the situation and that they can be in a fearful state. And that, to me, when I see that, I know go cautiously, because that they're communicating to me, they're communicating to whoever, that they're not comfortable. And so the next step can be a bite. And I know within seconds of walking into an exam room if a dog is comfortable with me or not. And it's no offense to the dog at all. They're quite fairly giving me a warning, stay back. And I'm often in a situation where I can't stay back. I have to get my job done and get the owners and the dog out of the clinic again. So we can't always take a lot of time to get a dog real comfortable with the situation. And so we're pushing it to the limit. And so dog bites in the vet office are fair game, but they shouldn't be fair game when you're out walking your dog.
When you have a dog that is like that and continually like that, mm-hmm. can you still see the dog? I mean, it's got to be, you got to be nervous because you know this dog's attitude toward you.
Right. I'm not so nervous anymore. I mean, there are dogs that I know that can really hurt me. And I have had experiences with, dogs that weigh more than I do trying to.
You're kidding.
Get me. And I've been pinned back against a wall by dogs trying to. And thankfully, the dog was muzzled, so I didn't get hurt. But it can happen. And it's so important to realize when a dog is comfortable with a situation and when they aren't. So especially with parents, with your kids, you know, keep them away from unknown dogs. Kids should always, always ask to approach a dog and never just assume that a dog is friendly, even if the tail's wagging, because things can change very quickly.
Have you ever had a dog come in and you said, okay, that's it. I don't want to see him anymore. He's just too dangerous.
I've had, in hindsight, cases where that probably should have happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, I mean, there's certain situations like that, but so far I've been really lucky. I think part of it is growing in your skills as a veterinarian and learning how to handle those animals. There's some animals that you can't force to do things and that you do need to have an hour appointment to work with them and take your time because they are scared. In all fairness to the animal, they're scared. And so working with them, taking your time, and minimal restraint sometimes is better than a lot of restraint and pinning them down and making them do something.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Dr. Doreen Winning, our special guest here tonight. The vet is in. We'll talk about training your dog. And boy, I tell you what, nicer weather means the ticks are even out more. We'll talk more about that in just a few moments here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're back. The vet is in on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Dr. Doreen Winning. By the way, we're also going to talk about a very special event that's just around the corner over at Valley Veterinary Hospital. We'll do that in just a couple of moments as well. 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. Those are the phone numbers to call here at KFGO. Training your dog, yourself or school, what's the best?
I always believe in dog school because I think it's really important for dogs to earn their social skills or obtain social skills. And there's no better way of doing that than going to dog school. And the other thing is, it's important to have your dog focused on you instead of on the surrounding environment. And dog school can really help with that. It's kind of what I call an organized chaos situation where there's so much stuff going on, but your dog is learning that, you know, it's okay to have stuff going on around you. I can focus on my owner. So that's really important. And usually I can tell which dogs have been to dog school and which haven't when I'm examining them, because they're well-rounded, well-behaved dogs. Now, that being said, there are times when dogs can revert back to old habits. So I always tell people, refresher courses with dog school are fair game. You need to constantly, on some of those habits that dogs have learned, you need to constantly be refreshing them and making sure that they don't revert back.
Mm-hmm. When you go to school, though, it's just you, the one person kind of in charge. What if you got a family with the kids and mom and dad and stuff? Mm-hmm. Would they have to teach the dog as well?
Right. And that's important, too, for kids to be involved in training, because the dogs need to learn to respect the children in the household as well. And the children need to learn how to interact properly with the dog. So it goes both ways. And depending on the trainer, you can ask the dog school if it's okay for your child to be present. And most trainers are going to be okay with that because they realize the value in that. So, yes, it's important to take kids along.
So the goal, focus on you,
right,
not other dogs.
And you can see, too, when you'd be in circumstances out for a walk, if your dog has a tendency to be aggressive towards other dogs, if a dog is walking by, it's nice for you to be able to say, watch me, and the dog actually turns and watches you. So keep that in mind and try to get your dog to dog school.
Oh, you don't know the dogs I've had in the past, though. They've been little stinkers,
let me
tell you.
I've got a stinker of my own.
All right, well, we talked a little bit about some miscellaneous things about training and body language and such. Let's talk a little bit about refresh some of the folks about the tick season again, because it definitely is here, especially now with all this moisture we've been getting.
Yes, and now is the time to get your tick prevention on. We're starting to see ticks, and the other thing is we've been seeing a lot of Lyme disease, or diagnosing a lot of Lyme disease so far this year, and these are cases that got infected last year, most likely. So anytime you have a Lyme positive dog, that's a good indication that we've had inadequate tick prevention. And Lyme disease, there is a vaccine, but I always tell people vaccines are not always 100% efficacious. So the best prevention for Lyme disease is always going to be tick prevention.
Okay. Now the collar.
Yeah. As far as which products do I use, there's a lot of different topical products out there, and they are very, very good. Tick collars can be used in conjunction with them or with dogs that react to those topical products. Mm-hmm. So either way you want to go is fine. I feel like the topical products do provide a little bit better prevention, but certainly we can use tick collars too.
And you don't like ticks, so you want to make sure your dog's...
I hate ticks.
The tick prevention, and how long does that last usually?
Again? Once a month. We apply it once a month, and there are different products out there. Your veterinarian should be able to help you, so just consult them on which product is best for your pet.
Okay, urban legend. You can only get a tick in the woods. You can't get it in town. Is that true?
No, that's not true. My dogs have gotten ticks in town. So, and the other thing is, now that you bring that up, a lot of people say, oh, I would see a tick if it got on my dog. Number one, the whole point is for a tick not to attach to your dog. And number two, there was a deer tick stuck to my dog's face, and I didn't see it until it was fully engorged. So please, yeah. Just get that product on your dogs and you won't even have to worry.
And another thing, too, if that should happen, the proper way to get that bugger off of there.
Yeah. Technically,
bring it to Dr. Doreen Winning.
Please don't.
Please. Just kidding. But there is a safe way, and it makes it.
Yeah.
Insured
technically,
way.
You're supposed to use a pair of tweezers and just squeeze and pull back gently so that you get the full tick head. Mm-hmm. And I myself, when I am out on the farm with the dogs, I don't always have a tweezer available. I just use my fingertips. It's disgusting, but, you know, we got to do what you got to do.
All right. We're coming up on 6:30. We're going to take just a brief news break here. A few more minutes to go here with Dr. Doreen Winning, 237-5948 or 1-800. 880-5346 from the Valley Veterinary Hospital. And before we get to Twins baseball here, I do know that you have a big event that's just around the corner.
We do. Valley Veterinary Hospital is having an open house, and it's going to happen on Tuesday, May 13th. And it's going to start at 6:30 p.m. So anybody who wants to can come down, join us. We're going to have tours of the hospital. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have door prizes. And my favorite part about this is we get to demo different parts or services of the hospital. Like, we have a laser that we can do. We're going to have laser demonstrations on pets.
Okay.
We're going to have acupuncture. We're going to have ultrasound. We're going to show people what happens during a dental. So when we clean dogs' teeth, we're going to show them the x-rays associated with dental cleanings. And we're going to show them how we take x-rays in general on body parts. And we're going to have some fun x-rays there for people to see. So it should be a really good time. And I'm excited about it. And I know all our staff is really, really super excited about it. So anybody out there, please come and let us show you how things go at our hospital.
By the way, is there any part of an animal's body that you can take an x-ray of without having to, you know, put it to sleep or...
sedate it.
Sedate it, yeah. Well, not put it to sleep. Yeah, that's a bad way. I'm sorry. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Knock it out for a little while.
We oftentimes don't sedate. And
really?
Yep, there are certain techniques that you can use to have an animal relax and lay down on the x-ray table. And usually it's pretty easy. So once they figure out what you want from them, they'll kind of hang out with us and do what we ask.
Okay, somebody wants to make fun of me. Scott, go ahead.
No, I was just going to add, yes, I agree, Dr. Molly actually had an x-ray for possible stones.
Right.
She laid right down.
Yeah, they're good dogs. And a lot of owners don't believe that, but, you know.
No. What's the not the dogs I've owned in the
well,
past?
Well, I will tell you that a lot of times when the owners aren't around, the dogs are different creatures. And so, you know, they're there. They're going to want to protect their owners. And a lot of times we as owners can sometimes perpetuate bad behavior. I'm not saying that. I know I do with my dogs. Maybe nobody else does.
Bob,
but
she's saying you're a bad owner. That's what she's saying.
No. Well, no, I didn't say that.
I'm not a current owner, but next one will be better. Let's talk about the... first of all, I want to mention the Valley Veterinary Hospital does have a Facebook page. And congrats to you and... is it Aaron who puts stuff up?
Aaron, yes.
Because
Aaron, yes.
There's a lot of... you find some lot of interesting stuff that you put on this Facebook page once in a while. So I would highly suggest that people go to that site.
Sometimes
and like
I
it.
Learn from the Facebook page.
But it's really pretty good. What else? You got another website that people can check out too?
We do. Our website is valleyveterinary.net.
Okay.
Our phone number is... 232. I have to look at the 232-3391, and we're at 3210 Main Avenue. So hope to see everybody at the open house on the 13th.
On the 13th, and once again, more details on that at their websites as well. You can check that out. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us again tonight here on KFGO.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
It's been a lot of fun. We're going to head on over now to the Minnesota Twins.